Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. The moment of wisdom of the day, it's the 19th of the month, 18th of the month, and we are going to look at Proverbs 18:9. Let me pull it out right here while we're talking. Yeah, it's so important to have, the wisdom of God kind of washed over you. I can't wait till we play. We're going to have some interviews with a particular man named Jerry. And in this meeting, in this interview with Jerry, he is like the Forrest Gump. Everything happened to him. We wanted to verify. We're like, he's making this up. But, he actually lives off the Proverbs being his guiding Proverbs, the Psalms, of course, the Word of God.
Wow.
But he gets his wisdom on how to run businesses from the book of Proverbs.
Mm-hmm.
And most people say, you hear people say, Jesus is my co-pilot. It's like,
wow.
Nope, he's supposed to be your pilot. And, he says, no, Jesus is the CEO of my company.
Mm-hmm.
And he lists himself in his corporate structure as Jesus is the CEO and he works for Jesus and people want him on boards. He has the ability, a gift to look at all the financials for a business. And he could tell you it's going to be a good investment. It's going to be a bad investment. The Lord just spoke to him about a particular situation, for example, Krispy Kreme. And he says, Krispy Kreme is good, and so he just went and bought Krispy Kreme stock, and then it went skyrocketed.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden one day he was walking through his office, his large business, medical type business, and then the Lord just says, Krispy Kreme donuts are very bad for you, because it's like fattening and all
right,
that. But they're
right.
Good. I love Krispy right. Kreme. I got a good friend that's a donut. I always joke like that. But so he went and sold his stock.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately that's when Krispy Kreme went through restructuring. They closed stores all over the place, and he did not lose one dime, and he made massive amounts of money. Listen,
wow.
God can direct you, and he keeps God as a leader. So it's Proverbs. It's why we're bringing Proverbs to you every day. We want wisdom over you every day,
mm-hmm.
so you can make decisions. Even my grandson David, he's 10 years old, and he's abiding in his Bible, and he's reading Proverbs, and he just reads it. He spent a week with us, and he's just going like, this is so good. And it just is so good. It's like, I need, this is, isn't that great? A 10-year-old, because mm-hmm. it talks up God's Word. Proverbs talks about everything.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about business partnerships. It talks about just everything. And you'll go,
wow.
It won't be that confusing. But today, we are going to be speaking on Proverbs 18:9, and it says, "One who is slack, slack, one who is slack in his work, is brother to the one who destroys." Think about that. One who is slack in his work is a brother to one who destroys. A slacker.
Right.
A mm-hmm. slacker. And there are those people who are set on bringing destruction to theirs or other people's relationship. They're plotters and they're strategers and they're just held captive and they're bringing, things, and they have intentions to do harm to someone's business, or they plot evil schemes to bring harm to people. That's a destroyer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are those people who bring more destruction than this particular one, and it's called his brother. The brother of this one who plots and schemes destruction is the slacker.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that something?
That's a new paradigm.
Well, it's a God paradigm, because yeah. Jesus says if you don't gather,
you scatter. Right.
People, and 95%, according to statistics, don't gather.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They don't win one person to the Lord in their entire Christian life.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, I got to get busy. I don't want to be partnered with the destroyer, brother of the destroyer. Yet there are persons who bring more destruction than this one who actually strategizes.
Mm-hmm.
The naivety of one particular thing. When I was interviewed years ago for my job in law enforcement, I was sitting at the end of this long table, I didn't really necessarily want to be the police, but I didn't want to be in construction. and it wasn't because my father and I were working together, but it was the fact that Jimmy Carter was president and interest rate was like 25%, you know, to get a loan. And I was building from the ground up. You know, the first shovel load of dirt, when you're shoveling dirt, it's pretty easy. But about noonday, when you're laying out a foundation of a house, it's like my kidneys are going, ah, I'm back here, you know. And carrying shingles on a roof. I can imagine doing that today. So I get a phone call. I get a phone call from Major Adrian Kirksey, who's with the Lord right now. I just can't. This man has so much character. He would sit in restaurants, you know, in his time, and people would just gather around him. And it was just like it was like a father figure in the context of our community. And I just miss those men with those kind of character. And there are men like that, you know, in law enforcement. But it was just so cool, season for the people that, you know, benefited. Anyway, he calls me up and he says, "Listen, you know," and I'm at the hardware company, or the lumber company, getting some lumber to build another house. And he says, "Do you want to be the police? I mean, do you want an interview or something like that?" And I'm like, "Yes, you know,
right."
And you know, I never wanted to be the police. You know, I just didn't even know. Just wasn't really I mind. I just didn't want to do that. And I'm sitting at the end of this long table. Long story short, and I'm having this interview, and I'm at the very end of this. Imagine a long boardroom table, and there's officers on both sides of them. And I think, you know, the host of WCOA, I believe Don Parker was probably on that. I don't know. If he's hearing this, he could tell me if he was on that board. Vince Seeley was the sheriff at that particular time. Adrian Kirksey was there. Marco White, Major Marco White, and I was just thinking, man, I was really thinking hard. They're gonna ask me these tough questions, you know, and they're gonna it looked like they give you a chair that's a lot lower than their chair, so you're like your chin's on the edge of the table. It's like, hey guys, I want to be voted. You know, I remember they said this. They said now if you had a friend, a partner in law enforcement that was with you, and you're going into a store, and we're going to be talking about Jeremy Lin and Drew Brees in the extra hour. Doesn't matter, we're going to get him. You want to hear his testimony. It's a powerful testimony because the two of them together, God just gave them $125 million for standing up boldly for him.
Wow.
And I want to encourage you to begin to stand up boldly for the Lord. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're looking at, you know, Drew Brees, Jeremy Lin, you're looking at Tim Tebow, right. You know, and it's time for every one of us to stand up like that. So anyway, I'm at the end of this table, and they're asking me this question, and I knew they were going to kind of ask me this question. And they said, "You and your partner are going into a store or something, and you notice that your partner reaches over and grabs a pack of cigarettes off the shelf, and he puts it in his pocket, and he's stealing it, you know. What are you going to do?" And you're thinking, do, 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 do. You're thinking, okay, they are police officers. I mean, you know, are they wanting me to say, you know, slam them to the ground, cuff them, and throw them in the back of the cruiser? Or are they wanting me to say, well, I can't, you know, obviously they just broke the law. Mm-hmm. It is a misdemeanor. Misdemeanors, officers have discretion. You know, it's felonies, they don't have discretion. But misdemeanors, they can say, I'm not going to make this arrest. Mm-hmm. They can choose to do that. And so I thought, and 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 they're just like, looking at me, waiting for me to answer. And then I said, I would do whatever is required to me to do by the Florida state statutes.
Very good.
That was it. And I didn't even know what they were. And they moved on. But this is what my friend, you know, Major Kirksey said. And it was true. It's true. And I think it's still a reality. He says, they said, what is your strength and what are your weaknesses? And so I said, well, my strength is that I have a tendency to locate criminals and put them in jail extremely well. No, right. I didn't say that. I said, what are my strengths? Well, I don't know what it was. But then they said, well, what is your weaknesses? And I'm like, well, I can't tell them that.
You're talking to police officers.
Yeah, right. I can't.
Scratch that.
Yeah, I can't. I'm like, you're going this whole list. Oh, I can't say that. You know, I can't go that. And I'm just taking my time going like, this is not going to be good, you know, and I'm just stuck. It's not that I didn't have any. I didn't know which one to share. Right. And before I could get them out, you know, Major Kirksey, who called me up about the job, he goes, well, he's naive.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, it's true. I mean, it's true for so long. You know, I just believe that And I still believe in people. I still believe there's good in them, but you got to have that God can be in them,
mm-hmm.
you know, obviously. But there are people who just are set on doing evil.
Mm-hmm.
It just shocks me. It shocks me that people, you know, and it's that's naivety.
Right.
But there are people that profess the name of Jesus that will kill you mm-hmm. and sing at your funeral. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And there are people that are held captive by the adversary. They're slackers because Satan has them captive. And they're a partner with the very one who the other person that you know is obviously bringing destruction. They're the brother of that particular person
mm-hmm.
that's bringing destruction. You may have been entrusted with something from your employer. You may have been entrusted with something from your platoon leader. You may have been entrusted with something from the leader of your ministry. You know, from an apostle or a pastor or something, and you're a slacker with that, and you're not doing it, you know, that you're partnering with destruction. It's going to bring mm-hmm. in quite often that a lot of people don't understand that's a partner with destruction. So they look at the destruction that happens, and they go, I wonder how that happened. Yeah, they must have done something wrong.
Right.
But a slacker is defined as this, as a person who avoids work or effort, one who is apathetic, which means lack of interest and enthusiasm.
Wow.
Is aimless, a person without vision, or knowing what the vision is for that particular company they're working for, where mm-hmm. they're related to. And he says that, you know, that these particular, a person who is slack in their work, a slacker, is a partner with the one who is intentionally plotting to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen so many things over the years that didn't come to pass, not because it wasn't good, not because it wasn't the right thing, and it wasn't because somebody was plotting evil. It's because they were slack
mm-hmm.
in their work. They didn't do it with excellence. They didn't think it was important. They did other things other than what they were responsible for doing.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Right.
So I want to encourage you today, in this word of wisdom today, that the word of wisdom is Proverbs 18:9, one who is slack in his work, a slacker, is a brother of the one who destroys. And the name for Satan is what? He's the destroyer.
Right.
And so we have to, first of all, you don't want to take on more than you can handle. If you have a talent that can handle, you know, 10 things, don't take on 12 things, because it's going to look like you're slacking, but you're overcommitting.
Mm-hmm.
But then what you commit to in your workplace, you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You do it. You prioritize your day. And if you don't, you know, and if you're interested in, and we may make available to our listeners, you know, value-based vision management, you just subscribe to VFN TV. Subscribe to VFN TV. It's a free subscription. Go to VFNTV.com and subscribe for free. And it's a lot of things there for to help you out in your day-to-day life, you know. So many people are saying, you know, take Africa, take China, take Russia, you know, take America. And a lot of people are saying, how do I take me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do I take me? And we're really focused on that because, you know, how do we move back to a place of character again? You know, how do we move back to a place of integrity again? And we're all on that journey, and we're flawed. But with that, we know that that God can do it by his grace. He can mm-hmm. bring us into a place. He can bring us into a place of transformation.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Isn't that cool? So the word of wisdom today, the wisdom moment today is Proverbs 18:9, one who is slack in his work is a brother to the one who destroys. Listen, don't, and this is important too, not only for yourself, you know, you check out, you know, if you are struggling with that, but understand this, if you're a leader, you need to identify the one who's the brother of destruction. You need to identify that person
mm-hmm.
because you have a responsibility to find out who's destroying that work, who's destroying that business. And if you want to know who it is, ask the people that work amongst the slacker. They'll let you know.
Wow.
And so you need to actually go to that person as a leader
mm-hmm.
and gently instruct them and help them and help them identify that you might not know this, but by being slack in your work, you're bringing destruction to this company. And right now, of all times, we need to have a company that is prosperous, that it treats its customers well, that each of us does our job. And when layoffs come, by the way, the first person they're going to lay off is
the slacker.
The slacker. I mean, right. The first person they're going to do. But you want to, as a leader, we want to love that person and encourage them and instruct them to be able to, you know, not be a slacker. To understand, mm-hmm. they might not understand. Most people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. They don't really realize that they're partnering, you know, with the destroyer.
Mm-hmm.
And if they find that out, they're like, oh my goodness, I just thought I was just, you know, not doing what I was asked to do. Well, that's called rebellion at the office, and it's not necessarily a good thing. Well, we'll be right back in just a moment. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.